WHCR-FM. New York City, New York City, the wait is over, and hey, the time is now Stephanie Mills' time, for sure. I'm going to bring her on live right here on 90.3 FM. Hello, Stephanie, you there, baby?
I'm there.
All right, there she go, New York City.
The phone.
Yes.
But it's okay.
Well, we got you now, loud and clear. We just want to adjust some levels here. My. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing good. I am doing really, really good.
Welcome to 90.3 Love FM, the official home of the Love Zone.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is what I've been wanting to hear. Now, we got it nice and clear now. How about your side? You hear over there good?
Yeah, I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you much better now.
Much better now. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the wonderful voice of the one and only Miss Stephanie Mills making history.
Hello, New York. Hello. You know I'm a New York girl, born and raised Brooklyn, New York.
You know I was getting ready to jump right on that one, baby. Yes, indeed. Right out of Brooklyn. And then you left us and went where? To the West Coast?
I went to the West Coast and I lived in Detroit. And now I make my home in Charlotte, North Carolina.
North Carolina. That's all right, baby.
Yes, because most of my family's here.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, hey, all the staff here at WHCR, I want to take time out and say welcome to who?
Stephanie Mills.
Thank you so much. That's so nice. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us tonight. We're going to take New York down memory lane. We're going to take them all the way back to the beginning of time, and we're going to bring them up to the present. For those of you that do not know, she's back, baby. And she's got a new CD out called Born for This.
Born for This.
Oh, yeah. Man. You know, I looked at the title, Stephanie, and I was like, she ain't never lied.
You know, B.B. Winans wrote that song, and it wasn't originally for me. I demoed it for him one night. He called me and said, come go with me and demo the song for me.
Okay.
And so we went, and I went to a friend of mine's house, and we demoed the song. And he said, you know, you sound really good on that. And at that time, I wasn't sure whether I was going to record or anything again. And then I told him, I said, well, if I record a new album, the title of my album is going to be Born for This, and that's how that song came about.
So you knew that all along before you even pressed it.
I knew. I love the song, and I love the title. I just thought it was a great title.
Amen. We're going to tell you way back. Let's go back to the beginning of time real quick and move people. I mean, you've been singing for, over 20 years at least.
Yeah,
I know, right?
Yeah, over 20. Yeah, about 30 years.
And don't even look a bit over 25.
Oh, I'm 48, darling.
Listen to it, y'all. Representing the 40-plus club, y'all.
40-plus.
And still doing it. You know, we heard that you, on this new album, you said, since you had the baby, that now you can hit notes higher and hold them longer?
I sure can. I really can. You know, I love to sing. I love to perform. I love to connect with my audience. And this weekend I'll be in Philadelphia for Mother's Day with the Whispers, and I've been doing a lot of shows and concerts. And that's what really inspired me to come back and record an album. I was already doing concerts. And my audience wanted something new. They were like, oh, we want a new album from me. So I decided to go back in the studio and do it.
Amen. Well, we're glad that you did, because I've been playing it all week long ever since they sent it to me.
And
got to give you a hand on this one. Job well done, baby.
Thank you. Job well done.
And, of course, we're going to play some tracks for it from later on in the show there. But let's go. How old were you when you first started singing?
I could really sing before I could talk. You know, really like say sentences and things like that. But I I was baptized at Cornerstone Baptist Church at the age of 7, and I used to sing at church and sing church songs and things like that. So I would say I started singing at 7 years old.
7 years old. So It's like the Creator just created you to sing.
Yes, I believe that created me to sing and be a mother.
And to be a mother.
Yes.
Let's talk about motherhood real quick. You know?
I have a 4-year-old son, and I love being a mother. It is the best. Joy. Children are such gifts. They bring so much joy to you and to the world. I just love being a mother.
Well, you know, I started over again, you know, after Gene is 24 now. So I started over when he was 21 and got a new 3-year-old myself now. And it's a joy. It's a joy.
It is a joy. It really is a joy. It really is. Because now you're older, you have much more patience. You understand them. You understand that everything is new to them. And It's wonderful. I enjoy him so much.
Amen, amen. But make sure you shake his hand for him. Tell him the voice said hello. All right.
I will.
And tell him don't pull out that phone no more when I'm calling there.
I gotta figure out what he did. Children are so funny. And when the phone rings, he thinks it's for him. He runs to answer it. He's funny.
Tell me, what's the difference between your style of singing, you know, of the past, and the current style of singing you're doing now, or has it not changed?
I think I'm a much more confident singer and a much more confident performer. I really do. I think I think at times, maybe in my past, I was a bit timid.
Right.
I'm not timid anymore.
Okay.
No, and I think with running my company and having things and having to make really, really make my own decisions, you can't afford to be timid.
Amen to that. Amen. Counting this CD here, about how many albums do you have up under your discography right about now?
Ooh, maybe about 9 or 10.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
about 9 or 10.
And quite a few singles, huh?
And quite a few singles. I've had 10 number one singles in my career.
You don't hear that too often.
Oh, I know. I'm so fortunate. I feel so blessed to have an early career and then to still be around today. It's a blessing.
Amen. You know, when we was putting you up on the website there, it was just a privilege to be able to put a Grammy and American Music Award winner.
Yeah.
Under the same artist names. I mean, tell me, how do you feel when you walk by your showcase, if you have them there at home? I'm not sure if they're
you
home
know
or
what?
In the office.
I don't have a showcase here. If you came to my house, you wouldn't think an entertainer lived here, because it's just a home. And I have no pictures, no nothing. I don't have anything. I don't even have my Grammy here.
Now, was that done purposely?
Yeah, kind of. Because when I'm home, I'm home. And when I'm on stage and I'm in that mode, I'm in that mode. But I like just being regular at home.
All right. We got my good co-host here, my assistant in the internet chat room. Because, by the way, Stephanie, this interview is being transmitted worldwide over the internet.
How fun.
By way of MauriceWatch.com in the chat room, we want to take time out. A lot of listeners, we got Endless Love listening to you. Philo, all the way from the UK, is listening. Lady Mystique is in the house. Satin Doll is in the house. Anna Conniff's from the UK. And, of course, Shy is me. They're all in the chat room listening to this wonderful interview.
That's wonderful.
We want to take time out and just say hello to them.
Hello, everybody, everywhere. Hello, good evening, good morning, whatever time it is over there.
My chat room assistant, Clint Brantley, is in the love zone. And, of course, he has a question. He want to ask you. He said, Voice, can I please ask her a question? So I said, why not? She's on the love zone. What's up, Clint?
Stephanie Mills.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
From one Brooklynite to another.
Yes.
You know, I've been wanting to ask you this question for a long time, because, you know, I'm planning my own recording career. You know, 46 years old, I'm ready to start now. But I wanted to know, being that you've been around for a while, what does a star, when I become a star, what will I have to do in my downtime? What do you do? Well, when you was just chilling out, when you got married, you have your baby, I can understand that. But other than that, What should I do with my downtime?
Read a lot of books. Watch the History Channel. History Channel. Watch the news channel, CNN. Just enjoy. I think the most important thing you can do with your downtime is enjoying your family.
Good. You know,
family and relatives are so important.
I'm a new father myself again. I have a 3-year-old that I'm going through potty training terror right now.
I know the feeling.
The other question I have for you, I wanted to know, what song would you say was the most fun for you to record?
The most fun for me to record.
You know, like when you were in the studio, you was like, wow, this is really fun, and you guys were just having fun, and you got some great outtakes that you never put on CD or album for me to, like,
probably,
you know, learn from.
Probably Put Your Body in It and Put in a Rush.
Really?
Those were two fun songs for me to really record, yeah.
Well, that's funny because we're playing it right
here.
Yeah,
right.
In
yeah.
the background.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was
Put
thinking,
Your Body in It, I really had a lot of fun doing.
Really? It sounds like it was one of those songs where you guys were just like just going crazy. I wonder what the outtakes were like.
Yeah, did you keep like a blooper reel of the outtakes?
I don't know. I don't know if Entombé kept a blooper reel. I don't have one,
okay.
But he might have one. You know, I don't have one though.
Stephanie, all the way from Paris, we have a young lady that has a website up called Funkadelica.com. It's all about the funk, baby, and she came in tonight to talk with yours truly and you all the way from Paris, and her name is Fuchsia, and we want to welcome her to 90.3
oh,
FM.
Good evening, Stephanie.
I love Paris.
How are you, Stephanie?
I'm fine. I came there many years ago, and I just had a great, great time.
Oh, were you touring over there?
No, I came over there for a couple of days just to kind of relax and shop, and I had a great time. I stayed at the George Saint or the George...
Oh, yeah, the George Saint.
Yes.
George Saint.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I
fabulous
stayed
hotel.
There.
Fabulous place. Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, Fuchsia. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. First, I'd like to send you all the love from your French audience.
Oh, thank you.
I hope you know how much you are loved over there.
I don't know, but I'm glad you tuned in and you're telling me. Sometimes entertainers don't know. You know, they don't know. We put out music and we tour, but we really don't know, you know?
People love you very much. And actually, they are asking me, when are you planning to come and tour through Europe?
I don't know. I plan, maybe not this year, but next year. I definitely want to come over there. Even if I don't do a show, I would love to come and do some promotion over there.
Oh, great. Well,
for the next album.
I can't wait. Well, I've heard that you wrote an autobiographical show called Born for This.
Yeah, I have. How did you know? Yes, I have.
Look what we're finding out, Stephanie.
Yeah, I have. But you know what? I decided not to do it. I don't know if I'm going to really, really do it. Because to do a show about yourself and about your life, I'm not sure I want to do that.
Okay.
I wrote it, but I'm not sure whether I'm going to do it or not.
So we got it on the back burner, huh? Just in case.
Yes.
Just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Fuchsia, for asking those wonderful questions to her.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Stephanie. You're welcome.
We're going to pass your information off to her, Diane's information to her, and so they can work on getting you over there in Paris with this new one.
Oh, okay. That's great. I would love to. I love Paris.
Definitely. We're going to, you know, we've been talking about the new CD. A lot of people have been saying, okay, let's hear it. Let's hear the new CD. We're going to take them straight to track number one, baby. Can't Let Them Go, which I'm going to tell you just happened to become my favorite one, girl.
Really? That song was produced and written by, his name just escapes me, Gordon Chambers. And, you know him because he did all the stuff for Anita Baker. And, he's going to kill me. He's such a wonderful, but you know how you think of somebody's name and you're seeing their face and you can't. I know it was written by Gordon Chambers, and I just spoke to him the other day because he's sending me some new material.
Okay.
I'll think of it after the song plays.
Right, definitely. Well, we're going to take it to the track there, and let me see. We got Gordon Chambers on there, and Barry Eastman.
Yes.
That's
him,
huh?
It was written and produced by Barry Eastman and Gordon Chambers. There you go.
Well,
Thank you.
With no further delay, New York City, this is it. Brand spanking new by Stephanie Mills. Can't Let Them Go. We're going to give you a chance, New York, and everyone all over the world to call in and speak to her at 212-491-4685 right after this track plays. Oh, Can't Let Them Go. 90.3 FM. Stephanie Mills is on the Love Zone, y'all. Young lady here, one of your fans is live in the studio with you right now. Vivian Teller, want to say hello to your darling.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
I just want you to know that I'm your number one fan. You are my favorite by far female artist.
Thank
you. I have all your CDs. I just love your music. I love your voice. And I just love you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I just wish you the best of luck in everything you do and hope you accomplish everything you want in life.
Thank you.
And stay sweet and keep up with the good music. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The lovely, lovely Stephanie. Tell me, Steph, how do it feel hearing fans when they
turn your music down just a little more, Reese.
How about right here?
That's fine. Now I can hear you.
How do it feel when you hear your fans like that, that is just showing so much love to you after all these years, baby?
It's just so wonderful. Because, you know, you don't know. You know, you don't really know if your music has touched them or reached them. You don't know until they really tell you and they express it. So it's just a wonderful feeling after all these years.
That's right. I mean, when we announced that you was going to be on, people like would call me and say, did you say Stephanie Mills? Not the Stephanie Mills.
And
I'm like, yeah, the Stephanie Mills. She's coming on. That's right, because, you know, from New York, and we're based here right in Harlem, New York City.
Oh, I love Harlem. I love coming up there to eat and just watch and look at my people.
Tell me, Steph, name a few artists that have inspired you to do what you do all the way from the beginning and that probably still inspire you to keep going strong right now. Name a few of those.
Probably Diana Ross in the early years, the Jackson 5, Aretha Franklin, Isley Brothers, James Brown, Gladys Knight, all those people inspired me. But people who inspire me now to keep going is like, well, I love the business savvy of Puff Daddy and Jay-Z and people that have started their own. That kind of inspired me to do my own thing.
All right.
And I love Faith Evans. You know, I love Mary. I love India Ari, you know, there's so many people out there that I listen to. I love Joe, you know. I like Method Man and Redman.
You serious, huh?
Yeah.
You go, girl.
You know, good girls always like bad boys.
Uh-oh.
I listen to DMX. You know, I did a song with DMX.
Everybody's saying DMX. Look at them. They're clapping on that one.
I like Ja Rule. You know, I like all of those guys. You know, they're doing their thing, and I love that.
You love it, huh?
Yeah, they're doing their thing.
Ja Rule, I know Tammy jumping around saying, you go, girl.
Yeah, you like those manly men.
Lord have mercy. We're going to go to the love line. They've been jumping all night long. They want to talk to you. Let's see who we got live right here with Stephanie Mills, 90.3 FM. Hello.
Yeah, I called to talk to Stephanie Mills.
Who is this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Where you been all these years?
I've been around. I've been doing my thing. Where are you from?
I'm from Memphis.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
I've been to Memphis before. A couple of times doing some shows.
Yes, I saw you once, and you put on a fantastic show.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your new CD.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
And my favorite song of yours is Feel the Fire with Teddy Pendergrass.
Oh, thank you. That's one of my favorites, too.
Amen.
And I love singing with TP.
My question is, What difference should we see in this CD as composed to the rest of the hits that you've had?
I don't know if you'll see a difference. It's a continuation of my music. It's just 2005. You know, I think I sound better. I think I'm more confident. But I don't know if it's a drastic, it's not a drastic difference. It's just because I did an album to please my audience. I didn't try to be 21. I stayed, you know, I'm a mature woman now, and I love my age. I'm not trying to hide how old I am or anything. So it's just a continuation and growth of 2005, Stephanie.
Is the album out now? Yes, it is,
and it's in the stores. You can buy it anywhere, Circuit City, anywhere.
All right, my last question is, what record label are you on?
My own label is JM Records.
Well, go ahead.
All right, give it up for y'all.
All right.
Independent, baby. Thanks for calling, Mark, all the way from Memphis.
All right.
All right. You're welcome. 90.3 FM, you're on with Stephanie Mills. Hello.
Hi, this is Barbara Maurice.
Hey, Barbara.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Where you calling from, baby?
Jersey.
New Jersey. Well, hey, you on with Stephanie Mills?
What part of Jersey? I lived in Jersey while I was recording my album.
This is Stephanie.
Yeah.
In Harlan, New Jersey, in Old Bridge.
Oh, really? You know where I stayed? I stayed in Hackensack.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was there for like 2 years because I was there recording my album.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I love Jersey.
And I love you, Stephanie. I'm a
thank
big fan
you.
Of yours since a little girl.
Oh, thank you.
What's your welcome. Favorite record, Barbara? What's your favorite record?
Oh, God, all of them.
That's what I wanted to hear, baby.
Home. I love Home. That was the best.
Home?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Home. Everybody loves Home. That's a special song.
Yeah.
Amen. Is this Barbara the singer?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, girl?
She sings too. Hey,
Stephanie, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to represent her, all right? Because this girl can blow from gospel to the R&B. And she's just one of them artists that's got a great voice that just haven't got that right break yet, you know, the right
really?
People.
Is she with you with the company?
No.
Oh, really?
I'm by myself.
Are you? You should do your own thing. You should do your own demos and start your own company. It's not as hard as it seems.
Because I was going to ask you, what did you endure and what did you learn that you could pass on to me? Or
you know what? I think that the best way to go nowadays is not to go with a major label. I think that you should go and, like, go to, like, a distribution company. Like, I'm distributed through Lightyear WIA. Okay. And Lightyear is a good company that, you know, if your product is really good, they might be interested in signing you. But I definitely would tell you to go the independent way. It's a much better way.
Okay.
And there's ways that you can do it. It's not as difficult as people try to make it seem.
Right.
You know?
Can you help me?
Can I help you? I will. I'll give you a lot of information. I'll give it to Maurice, and he'll give it to you.
Thank you so
I promise
much.
I will.
Thank you for calling, Barbara.
Thank you, Maurice.
All right.
Bye-bye. Nice talking to you, Stephanie.
Nice talking to you, girl, and I promise I'll give Maurice the information.
Okay, and good luck with your new album and your tour.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
90.3 Love FM. You're on live with Stephanie Mills. Hello, and where you calling from?
Hi, Voice. This is Star from Harlem.
Hey, Star.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I miss you.
Oh, I know.
And my favorite song is Put Your Body in It.
Put Your Body. You know, when I was just in New York, I played B.B. King's for 2 days.
Okay. And I saw you in the Christmas play when you was here.
With Felicia and BB and everybody up at Reverend Ike's church.
Yes, you was marvelous.
Thank you. We do that every year. I didn't do it last year.
No, you.
I did it the year before last, but we do that every year.
And Maurice can and Voice can tell you when he see me dance, I put my body in.
Oh yes, you do, girl.
Oh, do you? You put your body into it, huh?
I swear.
That's the only way to do it.
That's how you do it. That's how you stay long.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for calling,
Star. I'm going to get your album tomorrow.
Oh, thank you.
And once again, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Another
bye-bye.
Happy listener right here on 90.3 FM. As these phones are jumping, hey, Stephanie, you know what?
What?
A lot of times we don't get a chance to let the listeners speak to the celebrities and all that. So this is their station, and guess what? We're going to let them talk to you tonight,
exactly,
baby.
Exactly. I enjoy it.
All right. Let's see what we got here. 90.3 FM. You're on live with Stephanie Mills. Hello. What's your name and where you're calling
Hi,
from?
This is Marlene from Harlem.
Hey, Marlene.
Hi, it's Maurice. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm going back to when you were in The Wizard of Oz.
Going back, girl.
Going back. That's 30 years ago.
That's
going
right.
back. That's a good time to go back to.
I took my children to see you in the play.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
Yes, I did. And my favorite song is Power of Love.
Oh, Ooh. That's one of my favorites, too, because it was written by my good girlfriend, Miss Angela Winbush.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs.
And I will be buying your new CD on Monday when I go back to work.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank
Congratulations
you.
Congratulations on your baby, and happy
thank
Mother's
you.
Day to you.
Happy Mother's Day to you also.
Nice talking to you.
You too.
All right. Thanks for calling, Marlene.
Okay, bye-bye.
New York City, you're listening to the sounds of the one and only, the beautiful Miss Stephanie Mills. She's back on the scene, and guess what? She got a CD out. It's called Born for This.
Yes.
We're going to kick off another track. Let's go to track two, Stephanie.
Okay.
Never Knew Love.
Now,
let's talk, because that sounds familiar.
Well, it's not. It's, you know what everybody says? Is that the old Never Knew? It's a new song, and it was written by Gordon Chambers and produced by Big Baby and Sugar Mike. And they're from Queens.
All right.
And but they gave us a track. They gave him a track, and that's what he came up with. And I liked the song, so we did it.
All right. New York City, let's listen to it right here. Track number two from the brand new CD, Born for This. This is called Never Knew Love. Stephanie Mills, she's back, y'all. Hotter than ever and stronger than ever. 90.3 Love FM. Bring it on, baby.
A thousand times, good love was all so hard to find. Thought that I was going blind, had made me lose my mind. But everything has changed. Now the joys replace my pain. Ever since the day you came, my life is not the same. I never knew.
New York City, what you think, Stephanie, baby, you're doing your thing, girl. Lordy, this thing sounds too good, you know, and like I told you, I said, hey, I'm not going to let them stay home and tape it. We're going to talk on top of it. Make sure they go out and buy it, right, baby?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Ooh, this one here, now, I mean, this got a little bit of that. We may need to play this at the party tonight. What y'all think?
You know what? I do want to tell people that if they want to find out like where I'm touring and what dates are coming up, they can go to my website.
Let's give it out.
Which is Stephanie Mills Music.com. And I have my fan club information there. And they can also purchase my CD on my website.
All right. So you don't even have to leave the house anymore. Look at that. The wonders of the internet,
baby. I don't
baby.
Have to even leave the house. I have become 2005 all the way. And I am having a great time with it. I really am.
Man, everyone here in the station is really enjoying the CD. And we got Satin Doll, a Love Zone listener from Brooklyn. Your hometown is in the house. What's up, Satin Doll? Say hello to
Brooklyn.
Stephanie.
Hey, my race. Yes, Brooklyn, Stephanie.
Die, honey. Do or die.
You know it, girl. Cornerstone Baptist Church. Madison
yes.
and Lewis.
Yes.
What
yes.
would you like to ask Stephanie, Satin?
I would... Stephanie, of course, I'm sending love from all of Brooklyn to you. We love
Thank
you. We adore you.
Thank you. I performed in Brooklyn last year in the park.
Yes, I was there.
Oh, okay. I loved it. I had such a great time. They showed
Always.
Me so much love.
Yes, yes.
You're
worthy.
And I was so happy they invited me back.
Yes, you're worthy of the love. You truly are. There's so many CDs that you put out, and I have countless copies of them. And there's home is always a song that a person can go back to whenever they've gone through something or just came out of something. And it's outstanding. It should be your signature song on
which one home? With,
yes. Oh my God!
It
oh.
really is. I can never leave.
Yes.
I can never leave performance without singing it. Even though now. I have included some of the other songs from The Wiz, like I sing Ease On Down the Road.
Yes.
And the first time, I sing Be a Lion, which everybody
oh, yes.
seems to
love.
Oh, yes,
it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I remember back at the Beacon Theater with you and Teddy Pendergrass when you
yeah.
did Vinette Carroll's Your Arms Too Short to Box
yes,
with God.
That is so much
Taking
fun.
Her back, baby.
Yes.
Taking her
yes.
back.
Yes. It was me,
yes.
Teddy, and BB.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
I love that show, don't
Was
you?
It? Yes. We adored it.
I love that
it.
Show.
We ran all the way up to the last row on the balcony, and you just gave it to us.
Oh. I love doing
awesome
theater.
Performance.
I love doing theater.
I would
theater.
Love to see you do it again. I really
I would love to do that show again. I told the producers just about a month ago that they should revise that show and do it again, because that was such a fun show. It was a happy show.
We want
the
you to do it, baby.
The music was so inspiring.
So what would you just really like to ask her, real quick?
I would just ask her, how soon will she be back on Broadway?
I don't know. You know, I want to come back on Broadway, but I want to do something that we can all relate to, like my
oh,
people
yes.
can all relate
oh,
to,
yes.
you know?
Amen. Give her a hand, y'all.
Yes.
Give her a hand.
Yeah.
Give her a hand.
I don't want to just come back just for the sake of coming back and being
yes.
in a show. I want to
yes.
do something that's meaningful for us.
Yes.
You know,
Amen.
That's important to me.
Thank you, baby.
Yes, thank
we got
you.
Another listener here. Came all the way to the Love Zone this, just to talk to you live in person. Stacia, what's up, baby? Welcome to the Love Zone.
I talk for a living. I'm like speechless. How you doing, Miss Mills?
I'm doing just fine. How you doing?
Oh, boy.
Hey, Stephanie, we got to go get her some oxygen now. Get her some oxygen.
Oh, I'm probably the youngest one in this room, but I'm like your big fan here.
Are you? Well, thank you. I appreciate
yeah.
that.
Yep. I mean, my mom, I remember her was telling me that she saw you in The Wiz, and I'm not sure if, you know, I mean, it's, oh boy, I'm like tongue-tied and everything. Oh my God. Huh? I'm cool.
You're all right, baby.
I'm fine. Well, my one song that I love from you is Secret Lady.
Oh, that's a song that I co-wrote. I'm
oh,
so
really?
Happy
oh, really?
You like it.
Yes, Dang. Yes. I love that song. It's, oh, boy.
Because who wants to be a secret? I don't.
Ah, right?
Oh.
And I'm from originally from Brooklyn, too. I live out in PA now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Flatbush.
Oh. Man. Blackmush, yes.
Yep.
Yes, yes,
got
yes.
a lot of Brooklyn nights in here, Stephanie.
Yes. My mother used to own a beauty salon on Utica Avenue.
Right. Utica where?
Utica, I don't know the cross street.
Oh, really?
But I used to live on Nostrand. I lived on Newkirk Avenue. I lived in Lefferts. We lived all around.
My brother grew up on Lefferts Avenue.
And my brother my brother and my sister graduated from Erasmus High School.
Oh, I went there.
Yep.
I went there for night school, yeah.
Yep. I went to 269.
Oh, I went to 249.
Oh,
yep.
See?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
see, it pays to be the youngest one in here. See,
yeah, it does. But I just want to ask you one question, though.
Uh-huh.
What actually made you get into the business? I mean, what made you actually?
I used to sing all the time in church and everything, and it was actually my mother and my sisters who read an ad in the paper about them needing children for this play.
Oh, all right.
And they took me down, and I got the play. I got the part as Pansy in a show, and that's what started it.
Oh, okay. You know?
But even before that, I won the Apollo Amateur Hour for like 6 weeks in a row.
Oh,
and I got a professional booking there.
Oh, all right.
A lot of people started at that Apollo, boy.
The Apollo is wonderful.
Definitely. We got the phones jumping up. New York City, you're listening to the one and only Stephanie Mills right here, live on the airways of Harlem Community Radio, WHCR. And let's go to the love line and see who we got. 90.3 FM, you're on live with Stephanie Mills. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hello, this is Endless Love.
Hey, baby.
Hi.
I got Endless Love for Stephanie Mills.
Endless Love. That's one of my favorite songs.
Endless Love. I love the song, and I love you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let me start by having flashbacks. I saw you in The Wiz.
Did you?
Yes, I did. Was that your first?
My first show was Maggie Flynn. I was 9 years old.
Oh, my God. But, girl, all I can say is you lit the stage. You lit my heart. I've loved you forever.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
And Christopher Williams sitting on his lap.
Oh, yes. You know.
You caught many hearts.
Oh, thank you.
No, whether you did it by yourself or not, that caught many hearts.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right, baby. Thanks for calling, darling.
Thank you very much.
All right, darling.
All right, then.
Let's keep it going here because a lot of people want to get in. 90.3 FM, you're on live with Stephanie Mills. What's your name and where you're calling from?
It's Angela, and I'm calling from Harlem.
Uh-oh. Hey, Stephanie.
Yes.
That's my boss here at WHCR, Angela Harden.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, how are you?
Let me tell you, do you not know you are just my favorite artist?
Oh, thank you.
When
God.
I was 14, the first show I ever saw on Broadway was you and The Wiz.
Wow.
And after that, I wanted to sing.
Did you?
No.
Can you sing?
Not really. You know, I like to in the shower, you know.
Uh-huh.
But no, I'm no singer. But I swore I could sing. I had my mother make me a little dress like the one you wore in The Wiz.
Wow.
And I was in a pageant, a local pageant, the Miss Black Danville pageant. And I sang Home, Girl.
Did you? Did you win?
No. I came in like fourth place, but that was all right.
Oh, well, that's good.
But I tell you, I was so excited when Maurice sent me an email saying that he was going to interview you. And thank you so much for coming on our station.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having
me. We've missed you so much.
Thank you.
And your album is just as wonderful as anything you've ever done.
Oh, thank you, God.
I'm going to go buy it.
Wow. Now that is a compliment. Boy, thank you.
Tomorrow I'm going to buy it.
Thank you.
Maurice, keep the good work up.
What you say, baby?
Keep the good work up.
Well, thank you, darling. And hey, thanks for keeping me here, baby.
And have a good night. And Stephanie, I wish you much success with this album.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the sounds of Stephanie Mills right
Boy,
here.
That
on
was your boss.
Yes, that's my boss here. And, you know, you don't often hear too many radio stations say they're going to go buy it. Did
I
you
know.
Hear that?
And they don't usually call in and give you a compliment.
Well, that just tells you.
So I feel really blessed.
The effect and the a compliment to your career and what you've done, you know. And, I mean, a lot of people have been mentioning this one song all night long. So I think that we deserve to pull back off the audio and let them hear Home. What you think, Stephanie?
I think so.
We'll be right back with more Stephanie Mills. She's going to be with me. We had a little delay in the beginning, but I'm sure she'll hang out a little while longer. Right, Steph?
Yes, I sure will.
We got more tracks from the new CD coming up. If you want to talk to her, 212-491-4685. Stephanie, want to talk to you.
Love overflowing. the things I've been knowing. When that makes the tall grass bend and to lean, suddenly the raindrops that fall, they have a meaning, sprinkling the sea.
Listen to her, New York. Listen to her. You're listening to the one and only Miss Stephanie Mills. Oh, man. Tell me, Steph, how do it feel when, I mean, you just hear that record playing back, man? I mean, do it still take you back to the woods every time?
It makes me think of the days that I was on Broadway doing the show. It makes me think of the producers and some of the people in the Wiz that are no longer with us. That's really why I did that song, because I didn't want people to forget how wonderful the show was and how wonderful the music was. And I felt like if I did the song and I did it with a bit of an R&B feel to it, it would last longer, and it really has.
Well, the dream continues to live on, baby.
Yeah, it
continues
does.
To live on, and as you see by all the callers, they are enjoying. It's something about that one. That I think that one's going to stick with you for the rest of your life, girl.
And I don't mind it at all.
At all.
I don't.
I promised New York City they was going to get their chance. The reason why we letting them talk to you, baby, they haven't heard from you in a long time. A lot of them don't get to go out to all the concerts, so we got the phone lines open for them. I told them tonight will be their night, and they are calling. We're going to go back to the love line and let you talk. 90.3 FM, you're on with Stephanie Mills. Hello, what's your name and where you calling from?
Yeah, voice, it's Brother Smiley from Uptown Harlem and the world.
Hey, Brother Smiley.
Hey, what's going on,
boy? All right, you on with Stephanie. What you want to say?
Hey, listen, Stephanie.
Yeah.
Listen very carefully now. You have the two to put together. You have the power of love at home. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And within those two songs, I don't care what nobody say, I think that you draw out a certain emotions every time that they're played. Not once, but every time that they're played, you draw out, it's like a vivid picture being painted, all right? I can see you performing every time I hear home.
Oh,
Listen, I can go a little bit further. I taped it when you were at the Apollo. You know, my brother was head of security. And I play it whenever I feel like it. All right?
Wow.
But it brings out the same emotion. All right? And I have to turn it up loud so I do my little bug-out routine. I think I draw emotions from you. Just the way that you deliver and the power that you put into those two songs, you know, the emotion comes right through.
Thank you.
And I have no question. That is it, you know.
Just wanted to say it, huh?
Listen, one of the other things that I'd like to say, I call everybody tonight, and I told them, you better turn on that station, okay, because Stephanie is going to be on there. So I don't know who all is listening, but everybody in that G-A-N-T-T clan, all right, y'all better call Stephanie, okay?
Thank you, Brother Smiley. All right, man.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
All right, I love you, baby. Listen, you ain't got to do no more. You done did enough for me. All I got to do is just play your record, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for calling, Brother Smiley.
Peace out.
90.3 FM, you're on with Stephanie Mills. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hey, this is Big Will. I'm calling from Manhattan.
Big Will.
Hi, Big Will. Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, just great. Yeah, I just love your talent and your efforts on all of the work that you've done over the years. I followed your career, and yeah, I just love you to death.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you calling.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
All right. Hey, Big Will, anything you want to ask her?
No, not right now. I'll put it in line and let somebody else get in.
All right. We really do appreciate it, baby. Yeah.
We do. Thank you.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you.
All right. 90.3 FM, you're on live with Stephanie Mills. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Thank you, Jesus. This is Tammy. Where is she? This is Tammy Neat.
Tammy Neat.
I am calling you from Chicago. I am at work. I am trying so hard to get through. Thank you, Lord. I love you. I love you to death. I was trying to type it on the club, and I can't type. I just want to tell you, since The Wiz, What You Gonna Do With My Loving, when you came to Chicago on our little Chicago Soul Train.
Oh, yeah.
I traveled to Atlanta to the cool jazz festivals to see you.
Yeah.
You were here, I think, 2 years ago with Mr. Big.
Yes, yeah. I was. And I came to the taste.
That was the last one. I was working, so I could only drive through.
But this one,
I came because I bought tickets. I'm like, God, I don't want to see them, but I wanted to see Stephanie. I drove to McCormick Place, saw her, the bomb, and then I left.
Thank you. I remember that because it was women's. It was something for WGCI.
Yes, I remember that. Yes, and
I remember there was a woman's seminar, a woman's function going on.
Yes,
and they had me and the Isley Brothers there.
Yes, and I was so happy that I went. I drove by myself down there, parked underground. I went to see you only, and you were. It was the same. I was like, can she still do it? It was the same. It was so wonderful.
Thank you.
You guys, she flew across the stage the entire night.
Get out of here.
Just a ball of dynamite. Just awesome. Awesome.
Thank you.
I've already gone to the website. Now I will join the club.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Oh, for sure. And when you come back, I'm there.
Okay.
Another thing. You're in the short people's club.
I sure am. I'm only 4'11".
I'm five even. So I hope to meet you one day.
One day when you come back to Chicago.
Huh?
Okay.
Come backstage
to my shows when I come to Chi-Town.
You know I will.
Okay.
The station and The Voice, they think I only love the Manhattans. They don't know my love for Stephanie Mason.
Uh-oh.
I'm getting ready to do a show with the Manhattans.
Hey, Stephanie.
I know.
Stephanie.
Yeah, Charlotte.
Guess what, Steph?
Huh?
She is the president of the Manhattans fan club.
I've done a couple of shows with them.
I'm going to send some stuff.
Okay.
I don't want to tell anybody because I'm old, but I used to keep, when I was in school, this folder, and it was just clippings and photos, and like, you know, I got all the guys, but there's only one woman in there.
Who is it, baby?
That's Stephanie Mills.
Wow. Give it up, New York. Give it up.
Thank you.
All my tickets to the concerts.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You are all that. I said, I'm just crying because I'm thinking I'm not going to get through. I'm at work. They're going to kill me. I'm too bad.
Too bad, huh, baby? Well, you got through on the Love Zone, baby.
Love you, Stephanie.
All right,
thank
girl.
Thank you. Love you, too. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, baby.
And good luck on the new tour and your CD.
Thank you.
We'll go out and get that.
All right,
thank
baby.
You.
We got to take some more callers.
Okay, goodbye.
Take care, Tammy. 90.3 FM, you're on live with Stephanie Mills. What's your name, man, and where you calling from?
Hey, I'm calling. This is Rich Cat.
This is who?
Hi.
I'm Brother Smiley's brother.
Okay.
Oh, so he did tell you to call. You calling in, aren't you?
Listen, Stephanie.
Yes.
Stephanie, I got to tell you that ever since I was a small young man, let me tell you, I'm a little nervous, I must admit.
That's
ever
all right,
since
baby.
I was a kid, I went to see you in the Wiz.
Did you?
And as everybody's been saying to you, I instantly fell in love with you. I fell in love with you as a person, as a great singer. Let me tell you, nobody is out there that has the voice like yours.
Oh, thank you.
You are absolutely wonderful.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your calling.
Oh, I can tell you that I have a very, very strong love for you. And I got more of my family. I got my grandkids here. And my son is in there listening to radio. That's why it's probably giving you a little backseat. But I just want to say thank you for all the beautiful songs and all the loving moments that you've given me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Thanks
and
for calling,
man. I'm going to definitely get that CD. Let me tell you, I'm going to get that CD first thing tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that.
That's a given, and I'm going to spread the word because I'm so happy to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And, Maurice, you guys are doing a great job over there. My brother is always telling me about your station.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much.
I just want to say thank you to you and your staff there. You guys have been great.
Thank you, man. Thanks for joining us every Friday night, man.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right.
Kids, say hello.
It is Go-Go.
That's the kids. You're listening to Stephanie Mills. Oh man, Stephanie, can you feel the fire from their hearts, baby?
I can feel the fire, honey.
Oh man, let's talk about this one because this here is the Love Zone's favorite slow jam of your collection, Feel the Fire, baby. We're gonna let it play real low and let's talk about that recording, baby.
You know what? I heard Feel the Fire when I was doing the Wiz.
Mm.
And a guy that was doing the show, he was playing the lion. His name was Michael Gray, and he was always playing Peebo Bryson songs. And I went into his dressing room one day, and he was playing Feel the Fire, and I was like, oh, that's such a great song. So I went out and I bought the album.
And I started
singing that song, I was doing like little cabaret shows around New York, because at that time I didn't have any new material. But when I first did my album and I first sat down with Entombed and them, I told them that there was one cover song that I wanted to do, and it was Feel the Fire.
Girl, well, you did that song. I mean, you did it. You brought something else to that song. I mean, Peebo's my man and all. We love Teddy. But Stephanie, ooh la la, girl. You lay down on it, baby. I mean, you sliding it like sliding in the satin sheets, girl.
Oh, you know, I like the way you put it.
I mean, and you just lay it on me. I mean, I don't care. This is my record, y'all. Can I have some time, y'all? Can I have some time? Yeah, but this one here, and I always wanted to ask, you know, the man, the great Teddy Bear himself, how was it working with Teddy recording this song? I mean,
oh, it was wonderful working with Teddy because I personally asked him to re-record the song with me, and he was like, yeah, I'll do it. And we went in, like, in Philly, we were on tour, we went in, like, one Monday and just recorded the song, and then they put it out, like, in a week's time.
Man,
put it on his album, and Teddy was just wonderful, and we still do shows together now. We've remained friends over the years, and Teddy's just been a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful friend to me.
Well, he is definitely one of the Love Zone's favorite, and next time you see him, tell him, give him my numbers, because we've been trying to get in touch with him, and we're trying to get him on the show also, and we would love to have him there.
I will definitely have Diane I'll get his office number and have his assistant contact you.
Please, please do. You know, I was always curious about the recording of this song because this is how I visualize it. It's like I see you and Teddy in a recording session here and looking into each other's eyes because I'm telling you, Steph, when I hear this song, you would swear it was two people deeply, madly in love with each other singing this song, baby.
I know. And at that time, Teddy was such a player, wasn't he? Oh, he was such a player.
Turn him off. Rip him off. Throw him on
so
the stage.
Many women, he couldn't even stand it. But we were in the studio at the same time. And Teddy considered me like his little sister because I think I was the only one who wasn't afraid to just tell him the truth and tell him like it is at that time, you know? So I was really kind of bratty with him at that time.
Well, I just wanted to have a little taste of that. But, you know, we want to get back into the main thing, this CD here, Born for This. New York City, those of you joining late, Stephanie Mills is on the airwaves of 90.3 FM, WACR, the heart of Harlem, baby. And
hello.
Make sure that you go to her website. Give it out again, baby. What's your website?
It's StephanieMillsMusic.com, www.StephanieMillsMusic.com. And on there, they can find out where I'm going to be and what cities and the fan club and all of that. I have all the information, and they can even purchase the CD off the website.
Mentioning the CD, we're going to go to track 3, baby. Oh, my God.
Oh, I love this song. This is one of my favorite songs off the album. This is Healing Time. This was my second single off the album.
Oh, man. You killing this stuff. I'm glad I got my copy.
This was also written by Gordon Chambers and Big Baby and Sugar Mike.
Oh, go ahead, Joe. We got to give them a hand, Love Zone. Give them a hand. Job.
Gordon Chambers is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful writer.
Well, let's pull up off the mic, Steph, and let's let them hear a few verses of this, and then we'll come right back with more of Stephanie Mills here in my place, the Love Zone. That's Stephanie Mills' brand new CD. Listen to this part, y'all. Oh, singing stuff. Oh, man, you sounded like you had fun back in this, like back in the days when you were recording, but I can hear it in this album that you still having fun in the studio, baby.
Oh, I love being in the studio because I love creating and having wonderful writers write things of what I want to sing about. And it was just wonderful. It was a wonderful, wonderful time.
Hey, Clint, you got a question over there. Real quick, what you want to ask?
From my chat room, Anaconda from Texas wanted to know. She's down in Texas, and she wanted to know if you ever did anything with the Temptations before.
No, I've never done anything with the Temptations.
Mm-hmm.
No.
We're going to have to talk to Otis about that.
Yeah, we do. You know what, Stephanie, everybody's been talking about their favorite song tonight. My favorite song is You're Still Mine.
Oh, that's a nice song.
No, that's a great song.
I don't sing that song in my show or anything, but I love that song. You're still mine.
Sing it to me.
Oh, she got it, Joe. Woo. Oh, he's out, Stephanie. You knocked him out on the floor, girl. We're going to go to the love line. We got people calling from all over the world. They've been waiting all night long, and they've been waiting 23 years of my career to talk to you. So I got to open it up and let them hear from the one and only 90.3 FM. You're on live with Stephanie Mills. What's your name and where you calling from?
Oh, thank God. My name is Bernadette, and I'm known as VIP number 5.
Hey,
hi,
baby.
VIP number 5.
We welcome you to WACR at Maurice Place.
Oh, thank you.
We love you. I love you. I never met you in person, but I met your parents. Okay. Back maybe in 1980, 81.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure the name would be familiar who introduced me to him was Steve Manning.
Oh, yes. Steve Manning is a dear, dear friend to my family.
Yes, and that's where I met them at his home.
Okay.
He had all of us there, all the mothers of his friends.
Oh, okay.
At his home that day, so I met him. And I also seen you in the Wiz, thanks to him.
Oh, okay. Steve, I know Steve was always bringing people to the show.
Yeah. And I also seen you at Reverend Ike Church. I think that was the year before last.
Yes. Reverend Ike has a wonderful, wonderful theater, and he let us use his theater for free.
That's a gorgeous place.
Yes, a gorgeous theater.
So I am a fan of yours, too. And I wasn't no little girl because I'm older than you. But I still keep up with the music. And you know,
well, that's good. Music keeps you young.
If I be with Maurice, you know I keep up with the music.
I know you keep up with the music.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
And we love you. I have no questions. I will be getting the album because I told him last week when he played it. I called him and said, I like that.
That's right.
Oh, thank you.
I said, I like that.
She's one of my VIP listeners. That's why she has that VIP number 5 title. We have six VIP members, I believe it is. And the VIP status, Stephanie, is the listeners who've been with me throughout my whole radio career and who have gone beyond the normal call of duty as a listener.
They
do more than just listen to the show or come to an event. They support the show. They support me. They're like, all of them are like my secretaries or assistants, or they keep me in line. You know what I'm saying?
That's wonderful.
So, you know, we have 7 special ones out of the whole 23 years. It's hard to get that title VIP in the Love Zone, so they have it.
That's right, but that's because you got so much love for us, too.
Well, thank you, darling.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm going to get you through. I probably can think a lot of things. You probably can know other people I know, because I know a lot of people through Steve Manning. But anyway, that's how I met your parents.
Okay.
And that's how I got to see you in the Wiz, thank God.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you did.
And, you know, of course, your music is in the house. So
thank
I'm not
you.
Going through no favorites because everything is my favorite.
Everything.
And even to the new album, I only heard one song on it, but it's my favorite.
You got it.
Okay.
Well, we playing it tonight, baby.
Okay.
Thank you.
We love you. And you just keep up doing the good work. And happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you also.
Okay. Thank you, darling.
Thanks for calling, baby. 90.3 FM, you're on live with Stephanie Mills. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hi, my name is Terry. I'm calling from Harlem.
Hey, Terry.
How you doing?
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Stephanie. Girl, I am so glad you're back. Been waiting for you for years. Girl, what's going on?
Oh, everything is going on. I'm just having a good time.
Well, we are glad to have you here and glad to have you back. I was talking to some friends the other day, and we were talking about music, you know, people not singing anymore. So the fact that you are coming back, we're getting the singers back. We miss the music, you know?
Oh, thank you.
We miss you, and we love you, and it is a wonderful thing to have you back.
You know, I want to come back and play the Apollo. I play the Apollo a lot of times in my career, but I would love to come up there and do a show. That's what we're trying to work out, because I love being up in Harlem.
Oh, well, we would just love to have you. When you get there, I will be there to see you. Oh,
thank you.
Miss you so much, and I'm just glad everything is going well, and praise God for you.
Thank you so much. Hey, I appreciate your call.
Not a problem. I've been waiting for you, so I was waiting to get in.
Waiting, huh? Hey, Terry.
Yes.
Was it worth the wait, baby?
Worth the wait. I'm telling you.
Thank you.
You should see my face. I don't know if you can hear the smile. But
I can hear the smile. I can hear the smile, girl.
I'm telling you. I've been with you. I am 43, so I think I was right behind you when you first started coming out. And all the music was like, oh, my gosh, she's bad. But, you know, you're a singer, and we don't have that anymore. We got people doing rap and everything else, but we need singers like you, Stephanie. Don't leave us again, girl.
I will.
Hey, y'all give Terry a hand, y'all. Thanks for calling. Make sure you go to her website, join a fan club, and keep up with on wherever she's coming back to New York, all right?
You can guarantee.
All right, baby.
Have a great night, and glad you're back.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to
Happy
you.
Mother's Day to you, too, and take care.
Oh, okay. Man, that's got to feel good, Stephanie.
Oh, God, it feels so good. It really feels good.
Man, we want to send you some love all the way from West Virginia. Mary is in the chat room, and she says she want to send her love to you, Stephanie.
Okay.
And also, they asked me in the chat room, when will we see a super duper DVD of Stephanie's performances on
DVD? I'm going to do that. You know, I'm going to do a greatest hits album, and I'm going to do a DVD with it.
Ooh, child.
So that's going to come out probably sometime next year, early part of next year.
All right. Well, they got to work on getting you back here. Like you said, you want to do the Apollo, make sure you tell them you already got your MC, all right?
Yes, I sure will. 212-491-4685.
You're on live with Stephanie Mills. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hey, Mo. It's the VIP with no number. I tell you, I get to you, baby.
Hey, what's up, Tony?
Hey, things all right. Let me tell you something, Mo. You never cease to amaze me. And you know when you have a hot show, when Tony can't get in, and the show is definitely hot. But I want to say congratulations to Stephanie Mills, and it's a pleasure hearing your voice again.
Thank you.
And the CD, I heard one cut from the CD, and they showed the video on BET, but I got a problem with BET because they took off Midnight Love.
I know. I got a problem with them, too. And they took off Midnight Love, and I don't like that they did that.
And I don't like it neither, so I'm going on their website, and I'm going to send them a little letter. But also, it's just so funny, VIP number 5 mentioned Steve Manning.
Uh-huh.
And that's who I met to do, Steve Manning, and my uncle, Curtis Marlow. He was the editor of Right On Magazine.
Oh, okay.
And they was partners, and they took me to the Wiz, and I met you. And at that time, I didn't have a camera. But like I said, it's good to hear your voice again. And I'm the member with no number.
Okay, thank you.
And I'll go on the website, and I'll join the club. And to you, Mo?
Yeah, baby.
I'll talk to you next week. And congratulations and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much. Thanks for calling.
And it's a pleasure hearing your voice. And Mo, to the Love Zone family, peace. I'm Tony. I'll talk to y'all next week.
Thank you, baby. That's the Love Zone poet right there. 90.3 FM. Oh, that one got away from me. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Okay. 90.3 FM. You're on live with Stephanie Mills. What's your name and where you calling from?
VIP number 1. How are you?
Uh-oh.
Hi, VIP number 1.
Stephanie Mills. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
I love you. I'm definitely going to hit the CD.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate you calling me.
That's my VIP number 1, Stephanie. She's in the house. What's up, Sarah?
I'm getting ready to go to work.
All right.
Yeah, call in real quick.
Well, thank you, baby.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the time.
You're welcome. I love you.
And don't worry.
Happy Mother's Day.
I'm going to buy your copy.
Happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Thank you.
I'm going to buy your copy, all right, Sarah?
Okay.
I got to buy it for her. That's VIP number 1. Her favorite song, There's No Me Without You, the Manhattans, but that is truly a testimony. There's no me without you, baby.
Okay. VIP number 1.
That's right. Thanks for calling, baby.
You're welcome.
All right, now.
All right.
90.3 FM, you're on live with Stephanie.
Hey, Mo, this April.
Hey, April, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
All right, you're on with Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi, April.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing good. I've been trying to get in for the longest.
Well, I'm glad you finally made it in.
Okay. I started with the Vibes.
Did you?
And I got this special album from you. It feels so good.
Uh-huh.
So I got it right in my collection now. I'm about to play in another hour or so later on.
Oh, okay.
So I'm about to play it.
All right.
All right, baby.
I'm about to get the new one.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Love the spiritual CD.
Hey, Stephanie, you heard my mom?
Yes, I heard her.
She has that spiritual CD. She's been rolling with it around here.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
All right, baby. Thanks for calling.
All right, Stephanie. All right, Mom.
Take care, darling.
All right, bye-bye.
Oh, man, they loving you, Steph. 90.3 FM. Hello, you're on with Stephanie.
Hello, yes, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. What's your name and where you calling from?
All right, this is Rick from Harlem.
Rick!
Hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm all right. How you feeling?
I'm doing good. I can't complain.
I just want to tell you, I have a mother and father who enjoy your music and love your music to death, and they always talk about your music and the plays that you do at shows, different shows and stuff, and they really enjoy your music. They just scared to call, so I call for them.
Oh, well, thank you, and I appreciate you calling for them.
All right, thank you. Keep up the good work, Miss Stephanie Mills.
I will.
Thanks for calling, baby. 90.3 FM.
He called for them.
He called for his parents. Isn't that sweet?
That's sweet.
90.3, you're on with Stephanie Mills on 90.3. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name and where you checking in from?
I'm calling from Harlem.
Hey,
what's your
name?
Hi, how are you? I have a question. When is your new album coming out?
It's out already. It's in the stores. Yeah, it's really not new. It's been out for a while, but it's probably new to a lot of people. Yeah, but it's in the stores right now.
Okay, I think we lost that one there. 90.3 FM. Hello. Hello.
Oh, this is me. Is this you?
Hey, this is who? Hello. All right, we lost. Hey, but anyway, Stephanie.
Yes.
Let's get back into the main thing, baby.
Okay.
The new CD. You know, it's got so much good music on it. I know they want to talk to you, but, you know, we got to let them hear it so they can run and buy it. Right, baby?
Yes, yes, yes.
Let's talk about track number four, Stephanie. Track number four, Love of My Life.
Oh, This is a wonderful song, also written by Gordon Chambers and produced by Big Baby and Sugar Mike.
Hey, Stephanie, my wife got a saying that says, if it ain't broken, don't fix it. So if them two doing their thing with you, baby, keep
on
doing it.
They are doing their thing. They are doing their thing. They were perfect for me. That's what I felt when I first met them and they played tracks for me, that they were perfect. This is just a very happy song. It's a happy song about love, and it could be about, you know, anybody, your mother, your father, your husband, your baby, anyone. You're singing about the love of your life.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to pull up off the mic and we're going to let them do it. Hey, Steph, what we got, about 10 minutes left with you, baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, about 10 minutes. We're going to let them hear this track, and then we're going to come back and let Stephanie Mills say her closing remarks right here on the Love Zone. Don't forget, go to her website. You can join her fan club and everything. StephanieMillsMusic.com, correct?
Yes. You got it. Yes.
This is from the new CD, y'all. City, that's her. It's brand spanking new, and I know you're loving it because guess what? I love it. Stephanie Dollin. Oh, yes. Tell me about that.
It's just when Gordon was singing, Gordon would come over to my apartment that I was renting in Jersey, and he would write, and he would sing it to me, and he'd say, Steph, you like that? And I would like, yeah, I like that. He captured what I wanted to sing about, the essence of what I was feeling at that time, during that time.
Well, darling, you know, it's been a pleasure having you with us on the Love Zone tonight.
I have had so much fun, and I'm going to hold you to being my MC when I come back and perform at the Apollo.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, baby. The voice would love to be the one to bring you on stage the right way, baby.
Okay.
Tell Diane we said thank you very much. Tell your
son,
what's up.
Thank you for having me. And I hope that I could do it again. Maybe I can come in and do it from the studio, do it live.
Definitely. You know already that's going to happen. And whenever you're near the East Coast on this side of town, my place is your place. All right, darling?
Okay, sweetie.
Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. And, hey, don't forget New York City. Go to her website. That's what it's about. It's about the internet, right, Stephanie?
It's about the internet. It really is.
www.StephanieMillsMusic.com. You can go there. You can get the new CD. Voice Distributions, which is my distribution. We may even pick up a case or something to have on our website because it's funny, Steph.
Absolutely. I'll send you some.
Please do so we can make sure, because a lot of listeners only come to my CD store online and get things, and they be like, well, if it's not there, we ain't going to get it. But
we're
going to hook you up, girl.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
We love you. God bless you. Stay safe and stay sexy as you are, girl. You still got it, baby.
Thank you.
I love you. Ciao, baby.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, you make me smile, babe. Right here, right here.